Donc voilà, c'est un peu pire. Il dit, je que today's date is 07-27-2023, dictation is for Mark Brewer. Brewer spells B-R-E-W-E-R, Mark spells M-A-R-K. Date of birth is 09-18-1972. This is a 51-year-old gentleman. Here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a history of opioid use disorder, is currently on Suboxone. Is here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill. He states, since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. And no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 93%. Primary blood pressure 130 over 86. Pulse 83. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac irregular rate and rhythm. He is tachycardic. Because of this irregularity, I did an EKG on this patient, which revealed atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response. And there's also an incomplete right bundle branch block. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no tenderness about the patient, normal bowel sounds, period, next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period, next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no ontology gait, period, next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 3-10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and affecting normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2, medication refill, number 3, cardiac arrhythmia, namely, atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response and complete right bundle branch block. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about today's findings on EKG and physical exam. Strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room to have it fully evaluated. So, this could be looked at promptly. He indicated that he has to go to work. He doesn't have the time for it today. I gave him a consult to be evaluated by a cardiologist. He says he will call for an appointment, and if he begins to feel different, he's going to go into the nearest emergency room to his work. We had a lengthy discussion and talk about the severity of this findings. He says he understands, and he says he does not have any symptoms right now and don't see the need for prompt intervention. And said he would come back, call the cardiologist for a follow-up appointment. His medication will refill as follows. Suboxone 2/0.5 mg SL film. You will take 1 film SL daily for 30 days. Number 30, 3-0. Next medication I will start this patient on aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, our refill is high blood pressure medication. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. And his cholesterol medication, Tricor, 145 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, again, patient was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room to have this stuff with his new heart findings evaluated. He says he understands and will take care of it. End of dictation.